After months of preparation, the former coaster Silvretta leaves Rotterdam Harbour on Thursday, the 22nd of January, 1970, and drops anchor in free international water. On Friday evening, the 23rd, at 23 hours CET, the beautifully coloured radio ship Mebo 2 started broadcasting on 102 megahertz in the VHF band.
Hier ist Radio Nordsee International mit seinem Testprogramm. Radio Nordsee International hat soeben vor wenigen Minuten sein Testprogramm auf UKW aufgenommen. In wenigen Tagen folgen dann Testprogramme auch auf der Mittelwelle und auf der Kurzwelle. Da haben wir sogar zwei Wellen, da können Sie uns auf zwei Wellen empfangen. Radio Nordsee International ist ein unpolitischer Sender. Mind of Action, Radio Nordsee International. Radio Nordsee International.
Soon afterwards, the first shortwave transmission went out.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, Sie hören nach wie vor Radio Nordsee International mit dem Testprogramm zu empfangen auf der Kurzwelle im 49 Meter Europaband gleich 6,21 MHz und auf UKW gleich 102 MHz. Live natürlich. Und wenn es jetzt dann so in den nächsten Minuten mal irgendwie bummt, das Bumsen werden Sie nicht hören, nein, sondern das wird dann ungefähr so klingen. Passen Sie mal auf, ich werde Ihnen vorpraktizieren.
Regular transmissions start in German and English when everybody is waiting for the big medium wave transmitter.
Unser Testprogramm, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, in deutscher Sprache können Sie heute wieder empfangen, zunächst einmal bis 8 Uhr, dann von 12 bis 14 Uhr, von 18 Uhr bis 20 Uhr und von 0 Uhr bis 1 Uhr. Wenn Sie zum Beispiel heute in Ihren Betrieb kommen.
Finally, it works.
Hier ist Radio Nordsee International. Sie können uns auf folgenden drei Wellen empfangen. Auf der Kurzwelle 49 Meter Europaband gleich 6,21 MHz. Auf der Mittelwelle 186 Meter gleich 1605 kHz. Sowie auf UKW gleich 102 MHz.
Okay, thank you very much, Horst. And Horst Reiner will be back at 7.30 this evening to give you some swinging music, actually. In the meantime, this is Roger Twiggaday. That to say, the last record was Vampire by the Upsetters. You're tuned to Radio North Sea International. This is our number one record. Instant Karma, the Plastic Ono Band for Apple Records.
That's Lennon Ono and the Plastic Ono Band that time on Radio North Sea International in the first broadcast. That's for Apple Records, our number one sound. That's called Instant Karma, just add milk and you're away. Now to remind you, the disc jockey is working for Radio North Sea International. Horst Reiner, our German-speaking colleague. Also Andy Archer of the English service. Also Anna West and Mr. Carl Mitchell. My name, well, it's Roger Twiggaday. This is Thelma Houston. It's called Save the Country. Ah, that's the Carl Mitchell hit pick this particular week. Hey, that's called Save the Country. Thelma Houston. Radio North Sea International. The birth of a station. I suppose I'm the midwife, really. First time I've been there. Anyway, just to tell you a little bit about Radio North Sea International, we transmit for Europe, of course, and possibly the world. We've had transmission reports from all over the place. For Europe's young people, music popular in all languages, music understood everywhere. 90% of all broadcasts, in fact, are in music. A young international program for young Europeans. All this jockeys of Radio North Sea International comment in several languages. Except me, I just do a little bit of Welsh. All short news is given in several languages, and Radio North Sea International also transmits commercials. Commercials that reach many millions of young Europeans. 186 meters in the medium wave band, 1,607 megacycles. Shortwave 49 meter band, 6.210 megacycles. FM 102 megacycles. This is Radio North Sea International, the sound of Europe. Oh my goodness, you need 5 minutes and a great big pair of powerful lungs to give that lot out. There's more people in the studio than I've ever broadcast to, I think. There's one, two, three, four. About 20 people here, actually. and I'm nervous. Yes. This is Jackie Lomax. Number 35 in our top 50. It's called How the Web Was Woven.
In March, the medium wave transmitter interfered with Dutch coastal communication and moved to 1610 kilohertz.
This is the sound of Europe, Radio North Sea International on test transmissions. We broadcast from the medium wave at 186 meters, on the short wave European band 49 meters, 6.210 megacycles, and finally on the FM band of 102 megacycles.
At the end of March, the important news was broadcast that the Mebo 2 was going to the English coast, and the disc jockey said, England, here we come.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is yours truly, Carl Mitchell. Glad to be aboard this afternoon on the Mebo 2. I'll be taking you right up until the hour of 3 o'clock with a lot of your favorite music. I do hope so. Located, well, a little bit off of target last night, at least that's as far as I was concerned. I was told last night we'd be located 7 miles off the Princeton, Essex coast. And this morning, I wake up and find out that we're about six and a half miles off the Clacton-on-Sea coast. Is that right? Yes? Fantastic. Hello, England.
After the arrival of RNI, the British government tried to stop the transmissions by jamming them.
International apologizes to you, our listeners, for the interference heard on our transmission. This illegal jamming is directed from the Labour government and organized by the post office. This action is meant to discourage us from providing you with our normal service. However, RNI shall make every effort to continue programs as usual. This is Radio North Sea International.
The transmitter on 186 stopped and the frequency was changed. Full power test started on the 10th of April on 190 metres.
This is Radio North Sea International coming your way on 190 metres in the medium wave band. And if you're picking us up nice and clearly on 190 metres, why not drop us a reception report, but don't send it to Zurich. Send it to FRA 239 Eastwood Road, Rayleigh in Essex. That's 239 Eastwood Road, Rayleigh, spelled R-A-Y, L-E-I-G-H, Rayleigh in Essex. And if you didn't get that address, I'll repeat it again after the next record, which comes from the band Sound 30 this week.
More powerful jamming started again, and RNI stopped broadcasting. On the 1st of May, a test was made on 217 metres.
That's Rick and Jenny Jackson, who was so far away on their first test transmission from Radio North Sea International on 217 metres, medium wave band.
On the 13th of May, test broadcasting began on 244 metres, very near to Radio 1.
This is Radio North Sea International, currently on test broadcasting on the medium wave band 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles. RNI, test broadcasting.
Programs were regular and the jamming reappeared, but RNI still continued.
The following is a statement issued by the directors of Radio North Sea International. Radio North Sea moved to the frequency of 1230 kilocycles, 244 metres, because this frequency does not cause any interference to emergency broadcasts or legally authorised stations. However, the British government has accused us of interfering with other stations, although no proof can be found of this, and certainly no complaint has been received by our offices in Zurich. Remind the British government that all frequency infringement allegations must be investigated by the Intertelecommunications Union in Geneva.
This is the body that controls all European frequencies and prevents nations having to handle complaints with other nations personally. This would have been the legal method of investigating the alleged interference rather than the chosen illegal method of jamming Radio Nordsee, the cost of which the British taxpayer has to provide. No free Western country has ever jammed a free broadcasting station, even in times of war. Radio Nordsee trusts that the legal right we have to broadcast without interference to you will soon be restored. RNI intends to remain on the air. RNI.
On the 13th of June, Ronan O'Reilly took over the station for 2 weeks and Radio Caroline International was back.
This is Carl Mitchell welcoming you to the new sound of Radio Caroline International. Good evening, this is Andy Archer. The unbelievable has happened. This is the return of Radio Caroline International.
Listeners were asked to demonstrate in Hyde Park.
Or in the Caroline Countdown Sons at number 16 this week.
The fight for free radio.
A commercial radio rally will be held tomorrow, that's Sunday, June 14th, at London's Speaker's Corner, Hyde Park, followed by a march to number 10 Downing Street in protest of the international jamming of Radio Caroline. The more people that turn up, the better. So telephone your friends and get them to go along too and ask them if perhaps they'd be prepared to hand out leaflets which will be available to them at the rally. That's a rally in the cause of freedom. And that's tomorrow at 3 p.m.
During the elections, RNI helped the Conservative Party in order to get free radio back.
Good morning, the world is bright and new. This night you're always bright with
radio. We're here to bring you a Caroline Newsbeat newscast. This is your chance to fight for free radio. Your weapon, the vote. National Opinion Post has just completed a nationwide survey to find out what proportion of the British adult population is in favor of free radio. This survey shows that throughout the country, 69% of the people are in favor of allowing free radio stations to continue. Radio Caroline now asks you, before you vote in Thursday's elections, to make sure you know whether or not your candidate is representing your wishes. Vote for free radio on Thursday. Your weapon is the vote.
The influence of RNI is unknown, but the Labour Party lost the election campaign.
The Conservatives already have a 1% lead, and from what I understand, the lead is becoming stronger every minute, so it's nice to know you're all going out there and doing your thing, the right thing to do.
Message for Harold.
Election mean to you? There are 5.5 million people between the ages of 18 and 25. Vote for the party that believes in your individual freedom. The party that believes in free broadcasting. The party that believes in free enterprise. The party that can sustain your rights as a human being. The Conservative Party believes in these things.
This is Radio Caroline International, broadcasting on 244 metres, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band. And also hear us on VHF channel 43 or 100 megacycles. On the air from 5:30 a.m. until 2 a.m. normally, present time on the air for 24 hours a day, this is your all-day music station, Radio Caroline International. At the sound of the bell, Bulova watch time will be precisely 8 o'clock. Bulova, who invented Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. Next on Caroline, the news at 8 o'clock, read by Mark Wesley.
And the news of the day and of the year, Conservatives' victory over Labour of 30-odd seats. Edward Heath needs now only the official appointment by the Queen and Harold Wilson's declaration of defeat to begin his role as Prime Minister of a Conservative government. News in 1 hour's time. This has been Mark Wesley reporting Radio Caroline News. Back to Alan Webb.
This is Radio Caroline International, broadcasting from 51 degrees, 42 minutes and 30 seconds north, 1 degree, 17 minutes east, on 244 metres, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and in FM channel 43, 100 megacycles. Mailing address of Radio Caroline is PO Box 113, Zurich 804 in Switzerland. On the air 24 hours a day, Europe's only all-day music station, this is Radio Caroline International. She is so
fine. Even though the jamming continued, RNI was still broadcasting. The transmissions went out under the old name, but not for long, because on the 4th of July, Alan West gave the announcement about the closing down of the station.
Well, as you probably already heard, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, Radio North Sea International, we float off again, and will no longer be broadcasting from England, which seems rather a shame. Although I do believe, as we're going to Africa, it is possible to listen to Radio North Sea in Africa after about 8:30 at night. So maybe you'll still be able to listen to it. Most certainly you'll be able to listen to it if you listen on short wave. We will obviously be still broadcasting on the 31-meter band and on the 49-meter band also. So it looks like the reverse of the table, where instead of Africa listening to it on short wave, England will have to. But that's life, I suppose.
But the Mebo 2 did not go to Africa, but anchored again off the Dutch coast.
Good evening, this is Alan Weston, welcoming you to Radio North Sea International, broadcasting on 244 metres, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band. Also shortwave in the 49-metre Europa band, or 6.2 megacycles, and in VHF, channel 50, or 102 megacycles. Our exact position is latitude 52 degrees, 10 minutes and 12 seconds north. Longitude 4 degrees and 13 minutes and 30 seconds east. This is Radio North Sea International on the air daily from 5:30 in the morning until 2 the next morning. Now we continue with normal broadcast programs. Please stay tuned.
Interference with Hilversum 3 occurred, and after a message from the Dutch GPO, the transmissions on 244 metres stopped. At the beginning of August, tests were done on 217 metres with modified filters, and the shortwave transmitters came back on the air at this time.
This is Radio North Sea International, Europe's most popular music station, on 217 metres in the medium wave band, which is 1385 kilocycles, in VHF, channel 30, 96 megacycles, and our two shortwave frequencies of the 31-metre band, 9.94 megacycles, and the 49-metre band, 6.2 megacycles. Now the right time from Bulova is exactly 10 o'clock. Bulova, the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch.
Good morning, the world is bright and new. Tonight you're always right with...
But this frequency gave no satisfaction, and finally the tests were made on 220 metres.
You're listening to a test broadcast from Radio North Sea International, broadcasting on 220 metres, medium wave band, 1367 kilocycles, in shortwave, the 49-metre European band, 6,205 kilocycles, and also in FM, channel 44, 100 megacycles. Reception reports will be greatly appreciated. If you send me your first telephone machine to RNI Reception, Post Office Box 113, 8047 Zurich, Switzerland. If now you require QSL cards, please forward in an enclosed in a sealed envelope two international reply coupons. Once again, two international reply coupons in a sealed envelope together with your reception report for QSL cards. This is Radio North Sea International. EC Radio North Sea International. It is Radio North Sea International.
Newspapers brought the news about the cooperation with the Dutchman Kees Munders, who wanted Dutch programmes in order to get advertisements. Then a Mayday call from the Meebo 2 was heard on the 29th of August.
I'd like to know. The tug is in fact called the Husky and is now going round us in ever in decreasing circles. I think that's the right term. And we could still do with a bit of help, I feel. Here's Andy.
Well, the situation is we're none of us are sure what's happening at the moment, but this certainly isn't an authorised tug, and we have no tugs. The Meebo is in no need of a tug because we have perfectly good engines. So we're not exactly sure what is happening, but a tug is going by, and the captain, and also a small launch. The captain allowed one of the men aboard the ship, but he refused to let any more on board, which is his prerogative, and this is the way it's going to stay until we receive details or instructions from our head office. So once more, we'd like to make a call to our head office in Zurich, or if anybody's listening in our London office or in The Hague, perhaps you could try and get a message out to us on the shortwave link, or possibly you could come out here in a boat yourselves. We await your instructions, and the captain is refusing to let anybody on board, only one representative from the ship. So we await your instructions at head office, and now, as per usual, back to the programme.
Right, thanks very much. The next record, in fact, is by the Mamas and the Papas and called Monday Monday. Have you got that? Monday Monday.
The Papas, and that's called Monday Monday. 7 minutes now away from 2 o'clock, and we have to apologise to you for interrupting our normal programme schedule with these urgent messages, but as you can probably appreciate, something rather drastic has happened, or is they're trying to make something happen, which we won't stand for. We're refusing to allow anybody on this radio ship, and if you just joined us, perhaps you'd like to be put in the picture that a tug has come alongside, along with a person by the name of Kees Munders, who apparently is a well-known figure in Holland, and he is trying to take the ship away. Our captain has only allowed him on board and nobody else, and that will remain that way. We're not going to let anybody else on board the ship, only Mr. Munders, to hear what he's got to say. But Radio North Sea International will stay broadcasting until we receive a definite order from our head office in Zurich. So if anybody is listening in Zurich or in London, or in our office in The Hague in Scheveninger, perhaps they would like to do something, perhaps send a boat out, or perhaps try to make contact with us on the short wave. So we await your instructions, and we will stay on the air bringing music, and of course bring you up to the minute reports on exactly what is happening out here. Once more, a tug has came alongside about 20 minutes or 25 minutes to two, with and a small launch behind. On the launch was Mr. Kees Munders, who was at one time going to be a director of this radio station, and then it was decided that he would not be a director, and now he feels that through possibly breach of contract, I don't know, he wants to take the ship away, and Radio North Sea, the Meebo 2, is not going to be taken away, it's going to stay here. And our captain's refusing to let anybody on board except for Mr. Munders himself, and we await instructions from our head office. So till then, we'll carry on with the music and bring you up-to-the-minute reports of just exactly what is happening. But believe me, we'll stay with you for as long as possible. Radio North Sea International, the voice of Europe and the sound of the world, broadcasting 24 hours a day on VHF channel 44, 100 megacycles, in the shortwave on the 49-meter European band, 6.2 megacycles, and to the world on the 31-meter band, 9.94 megacycles, also on medium wave, 220 meters, which is 1367 kilocycles. And now the right time for Bulova is exactly 2 o'clock. Bulova, the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. And the banging you can hear in the background is that we're taking all security precautions and locking up the hatches to save anybody from coming down into the studio itself.
What's that little boat which comes out here? The Beaver?
The rudder.
The rudder. Now, yes. The 31-meter band, because there's likely to be seawater around the aerials.
We must apologise to our listeners on the 31 metres, because we're now going off the air. I do apologise, 31-metre listeners, we're now going off the air.
49.
And, sorry, the 49...
Just 49.
Just 49. We're not quite sure which one's going off. The 31-metre is now off the air. The 31-metre transmitter is now off the air. 31-metre...
...at 1467 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and also in VHF, channel 44, 100 megacycles.
Sorry, what was that?
Yes, we'd like to continue to keep making this announcement so that all concerned know exactly what's happening out here on the Mevo 2. In case you've just joined us, and in case you might be able to help us, approximately 1 hour ago, the Mevo 2 was surrounded by a rather large tug, the Husky, from Billumstadt, along with a launch, the Viking, registered in Panama and also owned, both of them owned by Mr. Herrmann, who is on board the ship. Along with him was Mr. Mundes, who I believe many of our readers, our listeners in Holland, have been well acquainted with the situation that's been going on over the past week. So, about an hour ago, the launch left the Mevo 2 after Mr. Mundes talked to our captain. The captain has told them that they are not allowed on the ship. This is international waters. And any act that might take place outside the territorial limit is an act of piracy. And now the tug, the Husky, from Willemstad, owned by Mr. Herrmann, is now approaching the Mevo 2 with approximately 20 men on board, rather large, I might add, and they appear that they're going to attempt to cut the anchor chain on the Mevo 2. We have 6 sailors on this boat. We have 7 disc jockeys, and it doesn't look like we have the size nor the numbers to take care of ourselves. So consequently, we ask anyone and everyone in the Scavening area in The Hague, because that's the closest point for land here, to come out to the Mevo 2 as soon as possible if they're willing to aid in our fight against this act of piracy from Mr. Mundes and Mr. Herrmann.
Thank you very much indeed, Carl Mitchell. We'll be listening to some jazz records for the moment, so we can interrupt them at any time with the latest developments out here on the Mevo 2. Our position at the moment is 52 degrees, 10 minutes, 12 seconds north, 4 degrees, 13 minutes, 30 seconds east. So if you want to come out, you know exactly where we are, and we would be very grateful for anybody and everybody to come out and help in our fight for radio.
Well, I suppose you could say we're disc jockeys. They're not gangsters or hoodlums, and we have to sort of walk around and carry guns and knives to protect ourselves, because we don't expect things like this to happen in the modern world of 1970, especially piracy at sea. But this appears to be what's going on right now, the attempt of the people on board the tug Husky in an attempt to cut the anchor chain from the Mevo 2 and take us into shore. Michael? Mark, sorry.
Yeah, well, our tug is now alongside our tug, not their tug, yes. Our tug, is now alongside with a representative of our company. And he'd like to thank everybody who has phoned in, and you may be delighted to know that he managed to jam our lines to our head office. So thanks everybody who has helped us by phoning in. But now, as far as we're concerned, the thing is now under control, we hope. And things are being sorted out now. We'll let you know further news as it gets, as it happens.
Okay. I think that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Mark Wesley. Radio North Sea extends their greetings and thanks, many, many thanks to everyone who phoned in our Zurich office and phoned in to our office in Scheveningen. However, we would appreciate that you now cease calling, because of the fact that the telephone exchanges, this is most interesting, in both Zurich and in Scheveningen have broken down due to the large volume of telephone calls. So once again, we thank each and every one of you who took the time, and quite possibly a considerable amount of money if you've called from a long distance, to phone our offices and tell them what the situation was out here on the Mevo 2, and still is, however. We thank you ever so much. However, please do not place any more telephone calls, as this will only harm the 2 exchanges in Zurich and in Scheveningen. And we stand by for a word from the Managing Director of Radio North Sea International.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry for the inconvenience today that you've had, but unfortunately we've had problems out here. And I'm glad the disc jockeys have done their part in keeping you informed, and that's what R&I plans to do, is keep you informed of everything that goes on out here. I am out here right now with the owner of Radio North Sea International from Mebo Limited in Zurich, Switzerland, and we hope we don't have too many problems. At the moment, the ships have pulled off, but we are sure, as they have told us, that they are coming back. They have brought a child and a woman on one of the ships to kind of deter us from doing anything to them, although it is our intention, as the owner of the station has said to the captain of the trip that brought us out here, only the agent from the shipping company in Holland, myself, and the owner, Mr. Erwin Meister, has come out to the Mevo. Many people wanted to come out to help us. We told them they could not come on our ship. We are not interested in any fights. We are not interested in any deaths at sea. This station is not around to make trouble. This station is around to provide you with musical entertainment. Mr. Mundes has no right to take this ship. There has never been a contract signed with him. There is no agreements between him and Radio North Sea International. This I can assure our listeners implicitly. that there is no agreement and there is no reason for this action whatsoever. We are very sorry for all this trouble. We are very sorry to interrupt music like this, but you can understand our involved situation out here. We will protect the Mebo 2 to the utmost. We will not leave this ship. We are prepared for them, although we do not want a fight. We do not want any deaths or anybody hurt at all. It went so far as to tell them when they planned to put water on the transmitter, the disc jockeys, just by thinking of the people on the ship and not thinking of themselves, told them not to put water on the transmitter because it would kill everybody on the tugboat. This we did not have to do, but we did it because we are a music station. We are not around to injure or endanger any lives whatsoever. So please stay tuned. If you wish to help, we want it. But meanwhile, stay with us.
Thank you very much. Larry Tremaine, Managing Director of Radio North Sea International. It's 25 minutes after 3 o'clock on R&I this afternoon for a Saturday afternoon. We continue on with music, this time Mungo Jerry.
The Dutch Marine sent a frigate to help.
The time is now exactly 11 o'clock. Elefur Bulova, the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning port watch. This is R&I, worldwide news. Following yesterday's attempted piracy of Radio North Sea International by Amsterdam club owner Kees Manders and ship owner Herriman, a frigate of the Royal Dutch Navy, the Van Ness, has stood guard over the radio ship Mebo 2 all night. It's not known how long the frigate will stand by, but it's understood that a search is being carried out for Herriman and Manders and the two raiding ships, the Tug Husky, owned by Herriman and registered in Curaçao, and the Sea Launch Viking, registered in Panama. As soon as we receive any further definite news on this item, we will, of course, let you know.
After a modern sea battle, the programs continued and the future looked brighter. And at the end of September, an unexpected announcement was given that R&I was to close down again.
That's number 10 this week in the R&I Top 30, Wild World by Jimmy Cliff.
At 12 minutes towards the hour of 7 o'clock here on Radio North Sea International, a special edition of the breakfast program.
Yeah, and that's some rather sad news. Radio North Sea is voluntarily closing down this morning at 11 o'clock. Due to the pressure in the Dutch parliament to close down the offshore stations, our directors in Zurich feel that it would be better for the people of Holland for us to suspend broadcasting so that the Dutch government will not attempt to close down Radio Veronica, so dearly loved by the people of Holland for the past 10 years. Radio North Sea International thanks you all for your support in the past months during our times of drama and struggle. Thank you for being faithful to us. We close this morning at 11 o'clock. This morning at 10 o'clock, Alan West and Andy Archer start the final broadcast from Radio North Sea International. This program will finish at 11 o'clock when the Mebo 2 will haul up its anchor and sail into Scheveningen Harbour. The Mebo 2 should arrive in the harbour at around 11:30 this morning. We would appreciate it very much to see you there. Come to Scheveningen Harbour today at 11:30 and see the Mebo 2 on its last day of broadcasting. And finally, a souvenir program will soon be available, and here's a few details. As a souvenir of the last 9 months of heavy broadcasting from Radio North Sea International, you can buy a book illustrating the entire history of the radio ship with over 50 photographs of the disc jockey, staff, crew, the radio ship and the tender ship Mebo 1. For a copy of this book, send $2 or the equivalent in your own currency to Souvenir Book, Post Office Box 113, 80470 Zurich, Switzerland. Once again, that's $2 or the equivalent in your own currency to Souvenir Book, Post Office Box 113, 80470 Zurich in Switzerland. Before Radio North Sea closes down, write off for your copy of this invaluable souvenir.
Well, thank you, Dave, very much. And this, as I say, is a very, very special edition of The Breakfast Show on Thursday, the 24th of September, 1970. And it's a very, very sad moment has come for both David and myself, Mike Ross, because we are going to say goodbye forevermore on Radio North Sea International. So, Dave, if you'd like to say goodbye to everybody.
Yes, well, although I've only been on the ship for about 5 days, I've really got to get attached to it. I'm going to miss it a lot, actually. I just want to say goodbye and, for all of you listening, the very best of luck in the world. From me, goodbye. That's over to Mike.
Thank you, Dave. And it is indeed from me, Mike Ross. It's a very, very goodbye. I've only been out here a very short period of time, as it were, 2.5 weeks, something like that. And I've really enjoyed being out here. I hope you've enjoyed the programs and the music that I've played for you. And it's kind of a sad, almost in tears, obviously, because it's very, very sad for us. But we must now hand you over to Johann Marsbach for the morning religious program.
At Ziona, Mr. Bollier said the ship was moving to Africa.
Haben schon längere Zeit Verkaufsverhandlungen geführt mit einem afrikanischen Staat über das ganze Projekt Radio Nordsee. Und wie Sie wissen, haben wir jetzt seit zwei Tagen wieder diese Geschichte gelesen, hier im Kabinett, dass wieder etwas gegen die Ratifizierung getan werden müsse von Straßburg. Und wir haben Kontakt aufgenommen mit den Radio...
This time it looked for certain that it was the end of R&I.
And now the exact time from Bulova is 10 o'clock. Bulova, the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. And just after 10 o'clock, good morning. This is Andy Archer here.
And Alan West.
And together we're going to look through some of the things that happened over the past 9 months in the life of Radio North Sea. Alan, we started off last February with Let It Be, I believe.
From the Beatles.
Over the last 9 months that I've been with the station, and Alan, come to that, we've seen a lot of changes, and there's been a lot of disc jockeys on the station too, 22 as a matter of fact. Alan?
And they read as follows: Horst Reiner, Hannibal, Axel, Elke, Johnny Scott, Roger Day, Carl Mitchell, Andy Archer, Alan West, Mark Wesley, Spangles Muldoon, Michael Lindsay, Duncan Johnson, Ray Cooper, John Denny, Dave Gregory, Mike Ross, Stephen Ladd, David Rogers, Ed Marino, Rob Eden, and Bob Mackie. We've gone through a lot on this station. There's a lot of things happened, and I think we've enjoyed all of it. And one of the funniest things I remember is Bruno taking pictures. Whenever anything happens, Bruno takes pictures. He's up in the corner of the studio now taking pictures. One of the loveliest things I remember about this station. And I'd like first, right now, to run through a list of the advertisers we've had on the station who have supported us and paid our wages, some of them right from the very beginning. And they go as follows: Sony Electronics, Bulova Watches, Toshiba Electronics, Iberia Airlines, Transportes Aéreos Portuguese Airlines, Camel Cigarettes, Flying Dutchman Tobaccos, and Johann Marsbach. And we've also done a lot of good work in charities. Now, charity advertisers include UNICEF, a division of UNESCO, the World Wildlife Fund, Oxfam, and the Cancer and Polio Research Fund.
And while this station has been on the air in the 9 months it's been operating, we've been involved in some rather unique happenings, such as when we were jammed by the British Post Office after moving over to England in March of this year. The election campaign we fought during the week preceding the election, and the Conservatives were elected into Parliament. We moved back to Holland in July 1970, and we also had a link-up with the Dutch National Radio Service, Hilversum 3, when we were interfering on one of their frequencies. We also defeated an attempted piracy, and I think through happenings like this, we'll be remembered not only for the music we played, but also for some of the stories that's been involved with the station.
Hello, this is Chicago, the radio engineer, speaking to you for the last time on Radio North Sea International. I've enjoyed working with R&I, not only in my capacity as a radio technician, but also on the occasions that I have joined with the disc jockeys and appeared on numerous programs. To those who wrote to me, may I take this final opportunity in thanking you and wishing you all my good wishes for the future. Goodbye and God bless.
And now we hear from one of the most famous and most liked of all the engineers aboard the Mebo 2, Bruno.
Hello, this is Bruno. This very sad that R&I is closing. I have been with the station before it went on the air. In fact, I helped to build it. I hope that someday we will all meet again. And still that day, this is Bruno. Something goodbye. And auf Wiedersehen.
Now we hear from one of our youngest disc jockeys, the youngest that is who's been with us so far, and that's Dave Rogers.
Thank you very much, Andy. After this morning, the North Sea is going to seem very, very empty. Maybe, sometime, someday, we'll be back. Until then, goodbye and God bless.
Hello, this is Alan West for the last time on Radio North Sea International. Well, as usual, I'm lost for words, but I want to say that I feel it is very sad that we are closing now.
We've achieved more on this station than any of the other offshore stations, and given time, we could have achieved far more. In summing up, I feel proud of this station and proud of the people I've worked with. We've been through a lot together and come out smiling, and I'm sure we'll all come out smiling from this. All of the announcers on RNI have a great future ahead of them, and I wish them well. Thank you to Mr. Bollier and Mr. Meister and to everyone around me for all the encouragement, and thank you for your support. Goodbye.
And before we move on to Spangle's goodbyes and also my own, there are several people that I think we ought to thank. Captain Onus and his crew of the Mebo 2, the cook, the steward, the engineers and the sailors, Captain Harteveld and his crew, Kurt, the engineer, and also Claude, also King Kong, one of our best-loved crew members and who at present is in hospital. So good morning to you, King Kong. To Connie, to Mebo in Zurich, to Eva, our secretary in Zurich, to Captain Tom, who's braved the worst of weather to get ship supplies out to us, to Bill Scadden for his help off the English coast, to the shipping agent in Scheveningen, Mr. De Ruyter, to all the people at the Grand Hotel, to the Free Radio Association, and to the Campaign for Independent Broadcasting. To Rodney Collins of Record Mirror and David Hughes of Disc and Music Echo for their excellent coverage. May we thank you all. It's a pleasure now to introduce a dear friend from the days of Radio Caroline, Spangles Muldoon, who's been a good friend for 2.5, 3 years, and he's been an excellent broadcaster out here on Radio North Sea. So give a listen now to Spangles.
Thank you, Andy. It's difficult to know what to say at a time like this, but I'm sure most of you are faithful listeners to RNI and love the station as much as I do. After the close down of all the other offshore stations, RNI has been a pleasant surprise to all of us. I sincerely hope you have enjoyed all the programs brought to you by RNI during the last 9 months, and of course my own lunchtime programs. Also, being an engineer, sometimes it has been difficult getting enough sleep, but regardless, I've always remained happy and enjoyed doing my shows on RNI. As station manager, I would like to thank all the disc jockeys for working hard and always putting on the very best of shows. And finally, all the other engineers for working hard day and night, sometimes in the very worst of weather. All that remains for me to say, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a million, take care, and bye-bye.
As the clock ticks away, the time gets near.
Both Alan and myself joined the station at exactly the same time, so together we'll say goodbye.
And from RNI, it's goodbye.
And God bless. It's now 11 o'clock.